wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now.
This is Parker Pathways, January 13th, year 2007, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we're on satellite, KU satellite, and podcasts. New listeners picked up and podcasts that I've heard about. I appreciate you listening. We're trying to develop all new ways to promote and do to change the internal structure and apply the Constitution in a way to have a constitutional amendment that we have a right to vote what goes in our food and water and medical protocols. And also we may have to extend that to the 20 states in this country that do not allow people to have initiatives. And who also suppress our freedoms in terms of how we wish to survive. And I want to just make a point about a pilot study that you probably have already heard about, but the idea of controlling your thermostat remotely with a chip, and the government can, this pilot study is another thing. They've had this pilot study going on for some time, and they now just snuck this out, saying that this is part of the new building codes that are going to come in. To have a thermostat to control the heat, thermostat to control the other water temperature and control it up and cut it off if you reach your carbon footprint a little higher than you should. This will affect air conditioning, also affect the amount of heating oil, which can be very devastating in terms of, for instance, a new winter storm that is right as we speak is impending in a huge way in the northeast part of the United States of America, where there is one of these pilot studies that is going on. The press just doesn't want to release that information. Also, the Congress is dealing with the idea you cannot smoke in your own home. That's a bill that's on the floor of the House of Representatives. Also, a chip can be placed in your water meter. Now, I have told you about this before. This is the concept of controlling toxins in your water, and it's a selective killing machine. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll proceed with pieces of information for your survival.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and speaking of the nutritional concept of the humans on this planet, most of the studies that have been done for nutrition have really been done on animals, and I really remember discussing the effect of disinfectant byproducts on humans based upon peer review studies that were first done by contractors in 1950, 1960, 1970, where they found that chlorine and chloramine and chlorine dioxide in the water caused cancer, various cancers of the liver and leukemia. And, of course, the government chose in 1998 to exclude those studies in making the decision and saying, well, it's a dose-related system. And so what we're going to have a dose-related system of these disinfectants in the water because we have other processes and things that we need to deal with. They don't tell the public that in some infrastructure systems that haven't been repaired in so many years that some 100 years or 180 years. And I remember mentioning about we're being used as human processing plants for the Public Utilities Commission. have done quite a treatise on that. But whoever we have on animals, we have the effect of the starting place are in dogs. And I have for some time been wanting to discuss this issue with you, and the idea that dogs are actually the front line. They're really they're really called biologically diverse because of their genetic makeup. Normal weight of a dog is about two. The range is very broad, but it's two to about 175 pounds. And in the process of this, you have what goes on in a human. You, if they eat certain diets, or even a single food item, or even a homemade diet, most of these are inadequate because of the water. You could feed a lot of meat or exclusive hamburger and rice diet to a dog, and you could actually cause calcium deficiency or even what's called secondary hypothyroid and hypoparathyroidism. If you fed raw freshwater fish to cats, you could you actually induce a thiamine deficiency. If you fed liver completely, it would actually induce a vitamin A toxicity in both dogs and cats. And you can also have malnutrition from organic and vegetarian diets to dogs and cats. And this all has to be based and is on the various forms water concentrations within these foods, which are the water being contaminated. I remember when we first started, people were asking me, well, what about my pets? This is when in the year 2003. And I told them, and I stick with it, that I would never feed my pet a dog or a cat or our birds even, any tap water whatsoever. The data that's now collected is also being hidden by our friends in the United Nations concerning this aspect, because there's another plot afoot, which I'll talk about on another show. But, for instance, humans right now are having trouble sleeping, and in America. And I have a lot of reasonings behind that, but they're taking excess amounts of vitamin A. The adult maintenance on that is 5,000 international units, which is the same for humans. For dogs, that's the vitamin A increase from that is similar to humans. So you can cats, of course, need more vitamin A for sleeping because their contamination from the food and water system is much greater. The daily maintenance fluid requirement should equal the energy requirements that is metabolized. In other words, what is used in humans would be accumulation, which has already been accepted as a term that I've put out there in the world. It's now accepted by expert witnesses in forensic science. But the whole process that dogs and cats should really get a water intake at least 2 to 3 times the dietary dry matter. And the whole process of dehydration in the gastrointestinal and respiratory and urinary system is now very pronounced in dogs and cats, similar to humans, because humans now are catching up with the diseases of the animals concerning the contamination in our food and water. And this is affecting our glucose and electrolyte systems. And whole concept of having water as a fresh product away from the tap is where you start. And the energy system, which I'll talk about on other shows, but it has to do with the dog and cat have an energy system from the diet that is actually retained in the body. And when these studies for cancer and leukemia of animals were first put forth, they excluded those figures as part of causing cancer and leukemia in animals because they didn't want to extrapolate that to humans. Now, to bring us back to the last hour on the United Nations Human Development Index, which is put together by Nobel Prize winners in economics, which is really to say that a person in that formulation of that statistic is their ability to metabolize is part of their survival internal carbon print. And I actually believe that Al Gore was advised improperly in his propaganda piece concerning climate change, because he didn't understand the process of the metabolism concept being transferred from animals to humans. Now, maybe he did understand it. Maybe he did understand the carbohydrate and protein concept and the concept in relationship to fat in dogs and cats, or how environmental temperatures affect the nutritional requirements of dogs and cats, which is basic in the first starting of any medical protocol of which you are trying to study. You start with animals first, and then you go to humans. The EPA and the FDA has made a big issue of the fact, well, we're no longer going to accept animal studies in terms of the first line of defense. Big mistake. But it's what the corporate dominance people want. And so I'll give one more comment concerning proteins of dogs and cats. The reason protein is required in dogs and cats is to increase, actually, and if you will, I'll use the word renew, nitrogenous components of the body. Ammonia that's added to the drinking water is NH2 and NH4, and respectively, in the ion exchange. Those nitrogens are toxic. So if you have the primary function of any dietary protein, it has to be the source of the first building block of any amino acid that is in the dog and cat. And so this nitrogen, which is necessary for all the synthesis of non-essential amino acids, is now broken off, and then where do you go to measure that? You measure that in the gene breakage that's occurring in the dog and cat that is all now been promoted into the cycle of the human being. So that's as far as I'm going to go today in the terms of this, because what I'm talking about here on dogs and cats and the nutritional concept of this affects the ability to combat infectious diseases. And the infectious diseases is part of the warfare system of the New World Order. And the whole idea of killing millions of people at one shot is not a fantasy. It is not part of something remote and is to be taken as terms of a distance from your present life. When we get back from the other end of the break, I'm going to discuss this whole point of the new world weapon. Call in 800-313-9443. Parker Pepper.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and call in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. For all of the folks who email, of which there are many, 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 I make a point of integrating all this information into group work and answer these questions on the next show. It's not possible for me to answer all. I answer all of every email. I look at every one. I'm behind on emails. I've got about 1,700 that I haven't read. And I want to apologize to you folks because I'm three shows behind. But I'll catch up, and gladly so. We have a very astute audience, and I want to get back to the concept of animal-to-human experimentation on concerning of the new world weapons and food and nutrition and the concept of the control of that through infectious diseases. The real solution to a lot of these issues of infectious diseases is to what we need is really a global information system and not have it controlled by United Nations. But the United Nations wants to have international data as a knowledge base to include the biosurveillance information on all the research data. So if they're already extracting certain information on life expectancy in the new Human Development Index for measuring economic development of a country, then we're in a lot of trouble. The other aspect of the whole thing is to what we really need is a network of research centers that will really support the fundamental research on these biochemical and biological threats. The government already has, the United States government has many contracts out there for various research that are already experimenting on us as human subjects right now. But what's going to have to happen here is that the public's going to have more input on the ability of being able to develop what are called situational analysis through the grand jury system that I'm proposing, to be able to review these decisions that are being made as to who lives and dies based upon infectious disease contract with other countries to promote the next world war. We also need to expand, really, the production of vaccines and drugs trying to deal with what are called the global warmongers of the Organization for Economic Cooperation. World Health Organization, of course, is always a forefront of this, but the World Health Organization has taken the official position that climate change is procreator of infectious diseases. Of course, you could say that about a mosquito, which is what the World Health Organization is hanging it on, but they're hanging their hat on support from the global domination corporations based upon climate change. The scandal I see for the amount of people that will die from this decision runs into the billions of people. The World Health Organization is an excellent organization, and they have been during the days when there were the Albert Schweitzers of the world. But the whole thing comes down to the fact is I'm proposing that people rise up to the idea that the World Health Organization is actually, first of all, a United Nations subsidiary. And what should be addressed is intellectual property, which is the very issue that I'm very much involved in, on analysis of intellectual property. And in we need incentives for distribution and monitoring and manufacturing of new drugs, but drugs that are not going to kill, but not only to maintain the problem, but to be able to actually prevent the bioterrorist concept. And this is a very big issue with me, and the public needs to have more information, which I plan to do on the shows on Parker Pathways, is that we need to have a change in these issues of intellectual property as incentive structures rather than inhibiting structures of being able to have global survival. And then, of course, we need in the constitutional amendment concept that I'm putting forth that we need to vote on our medical protocols. And these are really based, again, on international standards for laboratory practices for regulating the pharmaceuticals. And when we get back from the other end of the break, we're going to add some discussion on infectious diseases as a bioterrorist weapon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. And one of the points that I wanted to make, that I didn't have a chance to make on the last segment, is that the guise that is put out by the global domination group of corporations is based upon the idea of the study of energy. You'll hear a lot of information about energy, the energy crisis, the oil crisis, and the rest of it. This is all very important because what it is a camouflage for the issues of creating energy. How do you create energy not from completely from oil? You need oil. This is quite obvious from the latest India presentation of the miniature car called the Tata that occurred this week. And the whole process of all of this is based upon the idea of avoiding another issue, that energy is created from hydroelectric power. And of course, on the last part of Pathway Show, I was talking about how China has their 57 dam projects around the world, building the dams for the energy and trade for extracting minerals from the countries. But in the process of this, this is directly lined in with the idea of a little thread that goes with the first 5 billion people that will lose their lives in this discussion, where the World Health Organization is saying, well, climate change is really going to affect our health system. And there's nothing wrong with that statement. It's got some variability of truth. But that's interconnected with the concept of the creation of energy from water and the fact that the water system doesn't have any input except from now United Nations, which is how I opened the show, was the idea of the Human Development Index put forth by the Nobel Prize winner economist to force and place France as a leader, as looking better than other nations that they're doing things. And then Robert Reich's book on on the determination of growth being what we contribute rather than what we own. This is part of the new tax system that's wanting to be proposed in Congress in terms the wording of social integration and social manipulation, which they don't openly say, but Hillary Clinton uses it in a different way. So do other presidential candidates, as if they're reading the script for the Global Domination Group and the United Nations. Excuse me. So, a very quick question that's asked by Pavo is what it really is a biological weapon. And for people that have asked these kinds of questions, I'm going to give the answer that it's a bacteria, which it is. It's viruses, it's fungus, it's toxins and various forms of fungi that are really produced from living organisms. And they can cause death in animals and plants and humans, and they do it in that order. The past has shown that biological weapons have the economic consequence, and we do not have medical protocols to test for various things that are affected from a biological weapon. So there are a few major forms of bacteria and viruses and toxins that will affect and tie in with these different forms of energy systems. One, of course, is the one is mostly known because it gets a lot of press, is anthrax. That's Bacillus anthracis. Plague, of course, that's Yersinia pestis, and then Q fever. Then there's tularemia, Francella tularensis, and brucellosis. And there are forms of brucellosis. There's one for dogs, which can be passed out to humans, brucellosis canis. And then viruses, of course, is the one that's the big storage problem, is smallpox. And, of course, hemorrhagic fevers, and such as Ebola, the Marburg viruses, and then the encephalitises, of which there are several for humans and animals. And, of course, toxins you've heard of, rice, and, of course, from the Japanese attack, the Muslim attack in East Africa on rice. You've got botulism toxin, and you've got staphylococcal endotoxin B, which is highly promoted by terrorists. But all of these labs that are involved in such a thing as working through this are really the result of man-made releases of these biological agents. And these are all tracked by peaks of incidences as they occur to determine where and how they are located and who is doing it. There are still people in the world that are going to Mexico and Ecuador to buy ciprofloxacin and doxycycline for the cutaneous anthrax. I find that just for your economic information, the Ecuadorian peso is now equal to, it's one peso in Ecuador to one American dollar. It's one of the few places on the earth where that exists. And there are other economic changes that are occurring, which are implemented in various group domination manipulations and have to do with what you have affectionately known and is a development, is which is called personalized medicine. So personalized medicine is a form of what's theranostics, it's called. And then theranostics are, you have your gene system photographed and do your protein and metabolic pathways, and you match these up for various types of disease control. And work from that system in order to make that work as a personalized treatment. There are not many people that will be able to afford it, but that's already being determined by the United Nations Human Development Index as part of the economic system as to who lives and dies. Personalized medicine is backed by large corporations throughout the world. One is, of course, is the Oracle Healthcare and Precision Therapeutics. They have stock for stock agreements. They're on the market as PTI. You have Amarin. They're going to acquire Esther Neurosciences for the treatment of myasthenia gravis, which is caused also by a newly discovered gene system that is in the world. You have Dako Hepperson as a corporation based on an intellectual property system of the DNA for HIV tests. Then you have a DigiLab, which is purchased Harvard Biosciences. I've talked about Harvard Biosciences a lot. I've analyzed their intellectual property, and they do genomic patterns for these personalized medicine systems. But theranostics and personalized medicine, they really require a lot of investor money. And the countries that we have targets on are Russia and China and India and Iran, have a lot of money invested in a lot of these corporations because they want to be the ones that control the next personalized medicine bioterrorism using medicine itself. And that is enough of an expose to cause you to be more alert to what are called the orphan drugs. Now, these orphan drugs are will have patent expirations, and they are part of, if you talk about a healthcare system of something that can't be afforded, government's already started to place the healthcare system, even before the next election, into the personalized ID to the motor vehicle department. And these cards will have the a certain rating system that will be based on the United Nations coding system on the Human Development Index, based upon if you are really worthy of receiving these drugs. And this will be part of the Department of Motor Vehicles identification card under the guise of the fact of only illegal aliens that come into the United States will not be able to get into a federal building, and so that's a reason for the card. But actually, the real meaning of this is to control the information that's based upon the idea of your potential for the United Nations Human Development Index. and all of these drugs are very life-saving. Neupogen, which is made by the corporation Amgen, that is a very good drug for helping white cell productions. Epogen, of course, is an orphan drug. It's very good for the packed cell volume of the red cell system of the human body. That's also produced by Amgen. The patent will run out on Avonex, which is Biogen's lead product. So these are going to develop market exclusive areas of the world, and where chronic myelogenous leukemia, which is increasing out, will also these diseases based upon the animal studies that I talked about earlier. Will be like chronic myelogenous leukemia would be considered part of a activity, which an activity weapon being controlled by a conceptual idea of what is in the Human Development Index. So we have a concept of how one is controlling the whole process of various diseases as part of developing what are called late stage diseases and placing them other as a weapon concept. Merck Company, for instance, has made a product called Stiglitz, and this is an oral molecular drug, known as taken by mouth, for the control of the late-stage type 2 diabetes. There's a fight going on in the international market to take control of this drug, and of course, amylin analogs for Amylin's Corporation have peptide drugs that you give in a subcutaneous injection, and that's also being used for diabetics on these insulin therapy concepts and to achieve these desired glycemic levels. And that is also part of the United Nations concept of the humanistic development concept, if you are eligible to even live in terms of being able to have these particular drugs. So let's say that you are in the process of trying to be from one place to another in terms of saying, somebody says, well, we want to be able to control our organic foods. Now, the whole process is, let me give you a law case of Frye versus Aurora Dairy Corporation. This is in Colorado. It's reached out on an appellate court system. This is the basis of the idea of what is really organic. This was a court case that sprouted from another review appellate case in Minnesota called Hutspeth versus Target Corporation in Minnesota. What is organic? Now, the whole process of the agricultural product of milk, which was one of the basic products in the appellate case, which will go to the Supreme Court, that the label, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, should have 95% organically produced ingredients, quote, without certain prohibited synthetic substances such as prohibited fertilizers, pesticides, and water. So, yes, what the international court opinions in the Supreme Court view of the case of Still versus Aurora Dairy Corporation in Colorado, which is another concept of developing from the Minnesota case, is to imply that the international opinion of what the content of the milk is controlled by the United Nations Human Development Index. That's another piece of very mind-shaking information, to have a concept of not only will you have on your card the ability, if you are part of the statistical analysis, to be able to receive certain information or certain kinds of drugs, but the whole process is, will you be eligible for the chemical content of the product that you eat and drink? We will come back at the other end of the break, and we will present you with a couple references that might be very helpful.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention in the concept of the court decisions of the Oregon Supreme Court on Clark versus Oregon Health Sciences University that any tort claims limitation on any remedy is unconstitutional as applied to an infant who suffers more than $17 million in damages due to the negligence of state hospital workers. This case brought into something which I was talking about, many Parker Pathway shows in the use of fluoride, and they finally admitted that cellular effects in bones and teeth are affecting the other organs in the body and producing other diseases. And they have used the chloramine caused collateral health damage as a reference in that law case as well. And I will talk about this at great length in other concepts, but there is a very good reference in Cancer Causes and Control Journal, Volume 17, pages 481. This is in May 2006. And this osteosarcoma study from fluoride and is very connected out with the Moss study of chloramine and fluoride causing lead extraction from copper pipes. But the whole thing is the liver consummation of this is really another weapon inside the body, which I talk about a lot on the human processing plant that we are, as designated by the bureaucracies. The fluoride intake study by Stephen Levy is in Communication and Community Dentistry and Oral Epidemiology. And that's volume 34, number 4, pages 299 to 309. And they finally opened this up. I've used this reference a lot in the discussion of the patterns of fluoride intake, which on adults can be absolutely devastating, and on children it can actually accumulate to the combination of the chloramine in the water to cause brain damage and thyroid destruction. The government is promoting as a counter-argument that in chocolate ice cream we get 0.23 parts per million of fluoride in chocolate ice cream, so what is our problem? And brewed coffee, 0.91 parts per million in brewed coffee, we get fluoride. At the same time, McDonald's is putting out their new coffee bars in McDonald's and going to have it in every McDonald's situation as a competition to Starbucks. But the whole process is the tap water contains 0.71 parts per million of fluoride on a natural basis, but you increase the 5 parts per million, you now have, with the combination of the coffee and the tap water, a killing machine that can destroy your nerve system over a very short period of time. And in animals, it's only 7 days in terms of a 17-ounce cancer research rat. So you end up with a silica fluoride base, which the courts are now saying, well, aluminum fluoride can cause this complex and it can kill you. And that's a big advancement for us from Parker Pathways. And see you next week on Parker Pathways, and God bless America. And thank you, producer NRBN. And we are not crazy because we know too much. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.